A man was driving through the mountains late one night. Before long, he heard a sound coming from behind him. He looked in the rearview mirror, thinking it might be another car approaching him, but there was no light. He must have been imagining it, he thought, and continued driving. The next moment, something hit the window. Surprised, the man turned and saw an old lady running beside the car, grinning at him. The old lady took off, outspeeding the car. A short while later, the man crashed and died. Hello, and welcome to Toshiden, Exploring Japanese Urban Legends. I'm your host, Tara A. Devlin, and on this show we'll be looking at different urban legends from Japan, how they came about and, when possible, the truth behind them. Don't forget to join our newsletter at kowabana.net/newsletter to keep up to date with the latest Japanese horror news and get exclusive stories each week. I send out new and interesting urban legends I come across every now and then, so don't miss out. This week, we're looking at one of my favourite modern legends, the tale of Turbo Granny, or as she's known in Japanese, Turbo Baba. Baba is an interesting term that I wish I could use as is, because Granny doesn't really do it justice. You might sometimes see the word translated as hag, or just old lady. And honestly, it covers all of those things. So in the case of Turbo Baba, she is an old lady slash hag slash granny that can run really, really fast. She also occasionally goes by the name Jet Baba, and she is perhaps the most famous of all granny legends. There are numerous variations on her name, where she appears, and what exactly happens if you see her. But the one consistent factor across all stories is her incredible speed. She's said to be able to reach over 140 kilometers per hour. Not really someone you want to run into late at night on the mountain roads. Although Turbo Granny is considered a modern yokai, it's thought that she's simply a new variation on an old tale called If You Turn Around. Danger in most horror situations tends to come from our blind spots, and we're unable to see what's behind us unless we turn around. It's that old cliche of, phew, nothing's there, it was all my imagination. And then you turn to the side, and whoops, it wasn't my imagination after all. Something is there, and it's unexpected and terrifying. In this case, the last thing you would expect to see while driving along a mountain road late at night would be an old lady keeping up with your car. Turbo Granny's traditional haunt was Dokko-san in Hyogo Prefecture, but as her fame grew, so did sightings of her all over the country. In early stories, Turbo Granny was a harmless yokai. She simply appeared running beside your car, grinned, and then ran off. Perhaps the look of surprise on drivers' faces was enough for her, or perhaps she was just getting some exercise. Who knows? But as her legend grew, so did her danger. A scary story in which the monster causes no harm isn't that scary after a while. So Turbo Granny became more threatening. Now, if you saw her and she overtook you, that meant you would crash and die. Supposedly, this was because your body went into shock upon seeing her and would refuse to move. Not the best situation to be in when driving through Japan's perilous mountains. once a harmless and even somewhat charming yokai. Stories of Turbo Granny's reign of terror on the roads soon spread through television and manga. She became less of a joke and more of a serious legend. The living embodiment of that blind spot behind us, where danger lurks unseen. Seeing her was something you could no longer joke about with friends. Seeing her meant certain death. Turbo Granny doesn't roam the dark streets of Japan alone, however. She has numerous old folk helping her out. Here are a few of her buddies, who are believed to be derived from her original story. There's Basketball Granny. She likes to dribble a basketball while chasing bikes on the road. She then throws the ball to unsuspecting riders. If they catch it, their bike will crash and they'll die. If they ignore it, the ball will hit them in the head, causing them to crash and die. There's no winning either way. She's also known as Dribbling Granny, thanks to her hot basketball skills. Then there's Coffin Granny. She likes to chase drivers, grab them, shove them in a coffin, and then cremate them, alive. There's also Bonnet Granny. She likes to jump onto the bonnets of cars driving along the highway. This is in an attempt to make drivers swerve and crash, but if you can manage to drive another 7 kilometers with her on the front of your car, she'll eventually leave you alone. Then there's Elbow Granny. She likes to chase cars on her elbows. There's a good reason for this. Like Teke Teke, Elbow Granny has no legs. If she manages to catch you, as you can probably assume, it's game over. There's also Hopping Granny. She likes to land in front of cars on mountain roads, causing them to freak out and slam on the brakes. She jumps out of the way just before they can hit her, but this usually results in the car going over the edge of a cliff and the driver dying. And there's also Jumping Granny. She likes to jump incredible distances, just like Hopping Granny. Aside from all her old lady friends, there are plenty of other speedy folks who are said to haunt Japan's roads as well. You've got the highway businessman, who is a man in a suit who chases down cars on the highway. There's also the bike office lady. She's a company worker who chases down cars on her old-fashioned Japanese motorcycle. In Hokkaido, you have the handcart woman. She pulls a handcart and races cars with it, reaching speeds of up to 80 kilometers per hour. Then there's the crawling woman. She's a woman in white who haunts mountain roads and crawls behind cars on all fours at incredible speed. There's the missile girl. She's a high school girl who rides a missile. In Okayama, there's a skipping girl. She's a young girl near the Tsuyama interchange who wears a white blouse, red skirt, and backpack, and skips between cars at speeds of up to 80 kilometers per hour. There's also Handball Mari-chan. She's the spirit of a girl who was killed in a hit-and-run accident while playing with a Japanese handball. Then we have Handball Grandpa. He's an old man who chases down cars while also playing with a Japanese handball. And finally, we have Crawling Baby. This baby crawls down the highway at incredible speed, keeping up with cars. So beware if you're ever driving Japan's streets, particularly at night. Turbo Granny and her friends are seemingly everywhere. If you want to know more, there's a movie called Kousoku Baba, or High Speed Granny, that focuses on our favourite speedy old hag. I guarantee nothing of its quality, however. I watched it several years back, and even amongst all the terrible films I've seen over the years, this one was pretty bad. Still, it's hard to hate Turbo Granny, and it's good for a laugh, if nothing else. And that brings us to the end of this week's episode. You can help support us and get early access to both this show and Koabana over at our Patreon at patreon.com/TaraA Devlin. And if you want even more urban legends, Toshiden Volume 2 is available on Amazon right now, so don't miss out. Thanks, guys, and I'll see you again next time for even more Toshiden, exploring Japanese urban legends. Want even more scary stories? Head over to koabana.net for new translations every week. You can also join our Patreon for exclusive stories you won't find anywhere else. Head over to koabana.net now.